Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We go straight into the Saints huddle because Ben McGlynn, assistant coach, good enough to join us for Prestige Jayco. Ben, thanks for holding on for us. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Tom Lonergan joining you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, can you give us a weather update from the Gabba this afternoon for South Point Garden Supplies?
Yeah, good afternoon, gents. Pretty warm here, the Savo, so just standing out on the boundary at the moment, but sun's out, so perfect conditions.
Give us a mood in the camp. Back into the finals, Alan Richardson replaced by Brett Ratten, and Rats has done a wonderful job over the last 14 months. Can you talk to us about, I suppose, the momentum you take into the finals?
Yeah, look, it was a positive to get the win two weeks ago against the Giants to cement a spot. Haven't been there for 9 years, I think. So there's a fair few guys on the list that haven't even played finals, and Geary's probably one that was a part of that group, so it's pretty exciting for everyone. So, but we've worked pretty hard. Raps has really worked on the connection side of things from day one pre-season, and we're seeing that unfold game day and throughout the week, and it's pretty exciting for the club.
Just about everybody you've brought in the last couple of years has played finals. And I talk of Paddy Ryder, Brad Hill, Dean Kent have all had a pointy end experience when it comes to finals. Can you tell us about, I suppose, their influence on the group as you've gone into this game?
Yeah, I think it's Dan Hannanbury as well and Zach Jones. Along with Bradley Hill, they're probably the three that have played the most out of the guys that have come in. So they've just been a pretty calming influence for the young boys, making sure they still enjoy the opportunity, but keeping a pretty simple focus. Nothing really changes other than the tempo, and the pace probably picks up a little bit in the pressure, but the guys just got to stay composed, and those boys have been pretty calming for the group throughout the week.
Benny, you sent some of the younger blokes to get a little nervous last 48 hours, or is it just sort of business as usual with the young boys at this level, given they come in pretty much ready to go at times?
Yeah, they're a different breed, the young blokes now, so they're all on their phones on the bus on the way down, no music, so they're just pretty calm and relaxed at the moment. I'm sure they will be once it gets closer to the bounce, but it's good to have a little bye or a break. Because obviously it's a big achievement for the club to get to finals, and you want to celebrate that a little bit and acknowledge that the work they put in. But it was good to, squash that at the end of last week, and then this week's been a pretty, got a job at hand. So the boys have been training well. The young boys are the ones that have been driving this club forward this year. So big day for them, and hopefully they do well.
Ben, you mentioned it's pretty warm up there. Is it likely to play a factor in the game, or have you sort of acclimatised enough now that it should be fine?
I think we're acclimatised. We've been up here for 3 months, so it doesn't the boys, this weather's been like we've been in Noosa the whole time, so the weather's been similar to what it is today. We've been training in some good heat the last couple of sessions in Maroochydore, so I think the boys will be fine as long as I think it won't play a factor at all.
Have you got your guns out?
Who's that, me or the boys?
Yeah, you. Just thought we heard that some of the... Brenton Sanderson, he loves getting his cannons out. We heard Corey Enright talk about that the other night. Have you got the cannons out in the glistening sun?
No. That's only for when you're playing you can get the rig out, but past player now, so I'll keep the shirt on and know my place.
For Prestige, Jayco speaking with Saints assistant coach Ben McGlynn. Here's Tom Lonergan.
Benny, good luck today, mate. I just wanted to talk about your tools down there. You got Big Kingy, as we spoke about in the introduction, Timmy Membry and Rowan Marshall. The Doggies have a relatively short defence. Is that an area of the game where you think you can expose them? I remember we called round two when you guys took on the sword and really the dam wall broke in that last quarter. Do you think that will be a chance where you can expose them today?
Yeah, I think if we obviously got to focus, especially in you don't want to be mucking around the ball too much early in games, especially finals. So we'll be looking to get it in deep to our forwards, and Maxie's been a great target for us, and he's only in his first year of footy and still got a big presence there. So exciting to see what he's going to bring in the future. But playing the two rucks has helped us a little bit with getting Rowan Marshall play forward a little bit more, and he's getting opportunities. So, we'll definitely be looking for our our tools that we understand that we've got to get the ball there first. And, yeah, looking forward to hopefully we can have it in our front half more than not.
And no doubt you would have spoken about some of the Doggies' strengths, and one of them is Caleb Daniel. His kicking has been unreal, really. He's been exceptional across halfback. What are you thinking about putting into him, or someone to sit on him and try to give him a quiet day? How do you think you can negate him the best way?
Yeah, well, I think we saw last week that Freo tried to do a similar role, but he just moves around to where he can get used, and so we'll obviously keep an eye on him. But they've got a lot of good ball users off halfback, so Johannesson as well, and these guys, Lockie Hunter getting back, McRae to help the ball use out of the halfback. So we'll definitely have a focus on those guys, and they're all quality players. But yeah, we'll just see how it pans out. But hopefully he doesn't get too much of the footy like he has been this past season, because he's had a stellar year.
Ben, Josh Battle obviously out with a foot problem. If you progress, do you expect him to be right for a semi-final?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he was touch and go this week, but obviously with a bit of a hot spot in the foot, which was probably just the time frame didn't give him enough time to recover. So probably took a cautious approach, but hopefully we can progress and he'll definitely put his hand up for selection. It's obviously disappointing to lose Josh. He had a great game against Haynes at the GWS game, and he's had a pretty good year on the wing, and this gives us good flexibility to go forward or back, and we're on the wing, so he's going to be a big out, but we've got Zach Jones back, which is a pretty handy replacement.
Yeah, absolutely. Scratch match for your non-selected players. Have you got one organised, and are the Dogs your opponent in that?
No, we played Brisbane yesterday down here at Yeronga. So the boys just had a 16-v-16 hit out against Brisbane, who we've teamed up a little bit while we're up here. They've always got healthy numbers. So they gave us a few players yesterday. So the guys had a good hit out, and guys like Savage and Webster. Dylan Robinson, that was good for them to get a hit out. Luke Dunstan as well. So it's important that those boys still get games in and keep putting pressure on. And, you never know. If you go, a few more weeks, then hopefully those boys get an opportunity. But, it's been good to get the games away.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben, really appreciate your time. Always good to catch up with you ahead of a Saints game. We wish you the very best of luck in this afternoon's elimination final.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys.
Ben McGlynn joining us there from the Saints ahead of what is a massive clash, because the winner will go on and play the Tigers.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.